Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Uh-oh.
And I'm apologizing now if I sound a little bit off today.
Okay, oh no. What's
but
going on?
The barista made my usual coffee with Red Bull on the weaker side today.
Gross,
Red Bull? Gross.
Yeah, so I'm coming in a little bit under caffeinated.
Did she like steam the Red Bull?
That's what I'm wondering. Is it frothy by the end of it?
It's the frothiest. But I don't have a lot of energy for a brand new care or don't care. I'm going to slam a 5-hour.
There it is.
And we're going to get into this. Here we go.
Really,
oh, you're chugging it.
I can
literally see your heart pounding in your chest. I'm a little concerned.
It's still slower than normal, though. Okay. So let's just get into your first headline.
Okay.
My spidey senses are tingling. And now it's raining dollar bills?
What?
Care or don't care?
I love Spider-Man. I care.
Yeah, I care.
Back in 1984, an employee at Marvel Comics was in charge of drawing a new edition called Secret Wars, which shows the first appearance of Spider-Man wearing a black suit.
Ooh.
Dude, it's so cool.
Big deal.
So that, of course, would eventually lead to the emergence of the character Venom,
right.
Yeah.
Which today is making millions of dollars in movie theaters everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But back then, after a comic got printed, they wouldn't keep all the original drawings. They would just toss them.
God, can you imagine? Well, there's just so many. Like, where would you keep them?
Brooke would take them home and let her children draw on
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they would have some.
But one of those originals was found recently. It was put up for auction. A single page was listed at Heritage Auctions for $330,000. Within the first hour, it soared past $1 million.
Whoa.
Dude, this is so
cool. Dork's got money.
Then it went to $2 million.
No, stop it.
Then three.
It's not worth it, guys.
And finally, it sold for a record $3.36 million.
No.
One page.
Way.
Do you think the person was really drunk when they bid that much? I mean, like, you'd have so much buyer's remorse.
Compare that to the few surviving copies of Superman's debut, which was like 50 years earlier.
Yeah.
That sold for $3.1 million.
Oh, man. So it's outselling Superman.
Spider-Man's still one of the most popular superheroes out there.
Yeah, he is.
Let's see if you guys care about this. The new middle school program that's going to make Brooke wish she was 13 again. Care or don't care?
Care.
Yeah, I care for Brooke.
I care for Brooke as well.
One of the biggest challenges that's facing young women today, thanks to the prevalence of social media, is body image issues.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And a Mississippi middle school is tackling that in a very interesting and controversial way.
Oh, no.
They started a new program where they're offering female students complimentary shapewear.
Shut.
So that they can have a more positive body image.
That is sick. They're giving shapewear to middle school
students.
Don't
be jealous of the middle school students.
I mean, if it's like Skims, Kim Kardashian's brand, I'd kind of want it.
Yeah.
For free. You know?
13.
In a flyer
so
that was sent home to parents, they'd have to initial saying, yes, my daughter can receive padded bras, Spanx, shapewear, and other products from school counselors.
So cringe.
But they can't wear spaghetti strap tank tops, okay?
Yeah. That's over the line.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate.
Was there a place where you can initial like a curse word down there? Like,
you don't have to. You could just not sign it.
I'm really angry.
The flyer says that they're offering top shapewear and bottom shapewear.
That's so gross, dude.
The bottom shape, I don't know what the bottom shapewear is.
It's like for your butt, and then it sucks your thighs in.
Your waist
and your waist makes it smaller.
Oh, okay. You sure know a lot about this, Brooke, for someone that's so against
it.
Every adult woman can choose to wear shapewear. It's a totally different message to give it to middle schoolers. Yeah.
Well, they do have size options. If you don't want the big one, they come in small, medium, large.
Yes.
But the school's thinking is that girls with positive body image are more likely to have good physical and mental health.
Huh.
So they need to look like a sculpted Instagram model to have good body
posture. Yeah, like
perfect. I hate this story. I want to not care anymore. I want to move forward. It's making me angry.
Yeah, I think a different school is doing a similar program for the boys, though.
Mm.
What's that?
They're passing out cucumbers. So.
Nice. Yeah, I was hoping for the socks and cucumbers.
I would want to go to that school. Yeah. Let's go to your next headline. The roads in Connecticut just got way less fun, but at least we get to laugh about it. Care or don't care?
Ooh, I actually don't care about the roads in Connecticut.
I don't care either.
I don't really care either. I like driving fun.
Okay. Well, my family lives in Connecticut, so sorry to my family.
Sorry, guys.
All right.
They're going to be mad.
We're moving past that.
Did your aunt send you the story?
It's actually a pretty funny story, but you guys are never going to know.
They added three stop signs. Connecticut news.
All right. Beware of deer.
Okay. Why Jose's already planning his vacation to a South Dakota senior center.
South Dakota senior center.
South Dakota's cool.
I care. there.
Oh, sure. All
Let's
right.
go, Jeff.
Well, 46-year-old Michael Caronda works as an elementary school music teacher in South Dakota.
Okay.
And he lives with his 73-year-old mom, Irene.
Aww. That's going to be me. I've admitted that. I'm going to live with my parents.
Well, last week, just before bed, he made himself a big pan of brownies.
Uh-huh.
And fast forward to the next morning, Irene found them and thought that he made them for her. So she put them in the back of her car and drove to her weekly card game at the local senior center.
Okay.
But what Irene didn't realize is that they were actually very strong pot brownies.
Oh, no! That's where I come in. I was like, what does this relate to me?
Michael just gotten back from a trip to Colorado where he picked up a bunch of THC butter.
Ooh, yeah, it's legal.
He cooked half a pound of it into the recipe.
That is so concentrated. That's, like, not good at all.
A few hours later, 911 was getting swarmed with calls from the senior center saying multiple grandmas and grandpas thought that they'd been poisoned.
Yeah,
absolutely. My husband called me once, was like, I can't feel my tongue.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
no, it trips you out.
Just sit for a little while.
Yeah,
honey.
Exactly.
Well, they hadn't been poisoned. Turns out they were just all really, really high. So police figured out what happened. They showed up at Michael's school and arrested him.
No! It was an accident.
Recreation marijuana is still illegal in South Dakota.
Oh, that's right.
And because of that, he could face up to 5 years in jail.
And
a $10,000 fine, all because his mom took his pot brownies.
Mom!
But everyone ate all their food that day. Yeah. And they took all their pills.
That's true.
Finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
Care!
Tell me it's about the Connecticut roads.
What's a What's a crackhead's favorite song?
What?
I wanna rock! Rock! There it is.
Really I don't know the song.
Because you call, like, it's
called
a rock.
I get the drug reference, not the song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an old song. That's your Tara Don't Care. Phone tap's coming up next.